Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Regular Nominating Governance Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to give a public comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name if it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so. You do not have to state your name, but as a reminder to our board and staff, as always, please state your name before giving your comment or your question. And with that, we'll officially open up tonight's meeting. The day is Thursday, May 19th, 2022, and the time is 5:35 p.m. With that, Dr. Iapono, may you please call the meeting to order?
Yes, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order at 5:35 p.m. for Nominating and Governance Committee.
Thank you for that, Dr. Iapono. With that, I'll record attendance. Dr. Iapono?
Present.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias.
Here.
Thank you to our committee members. We've established quorum. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Dr. Iapono. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Dr. Iapono?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, thank you to our committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you wish to make a public comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and committee members, I'll turn it over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Thank you, Jen, and good evening, board members, Dr. Iapono, Sandra. Hopefully all of you are well, and also to the Magnolia community and our community members present. Welcome to our space. Not much to report out, but as all of you know, these next couple of weeks, we're getting very close to graduation, and we have all the information for our graduation across our 10 sites. So we will invite all of you to attend and get to celebrate our wonderful seniors as they walk down the stage and get their diploma and jump right into their college. So I'll have Jen send that over, and hopefully we could see Dr. Iapono and Sandra attend our graduations. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Jen.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. With that, is there any announcements from our committee members before we proceed?
I just want to say excited for those graduations and can't wait.
Same here. I'm very excited for our graduates, and I really hope them the best for the rest of their careers. And we will be getting information on where and when they will be held, so we can plan attending at least to some of them. Okay.
Yes, I'll be sending that out.
Okay.
Perfect. So we'll move on with the agenda. Next, with the approval of minutes from the MPS Nominating and Governance Committee meeting held on March 17th, 2022. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
So moved again.
I'll second it. Covarrubias.
Thank you, Dr. Iapono. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Dr. Iapono?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The minutes for the Nominating and Governance Committee meeting on March 17th has been approved. So next we'll move on to the recommended action items, starting with 2A, discussion and committee recommendations of MPS board member nominations. I'll turn it over to Dr. Iapono, our chair of the Nominating and Governance Committee.
Thank you, Jennifer. Tonight, we are considering two new board members, adding two board members to our board. The purpose of this committee is to consider and make a recommendation to the full board for appointment. So we can basically ask any clarifying questions to either candidate to make sure that the commitment is there. And if the candidates have anything to share with the committee members, you are welcome to do so as well. The process is that board members have already interviewed both candidates half an hour to an hour timeframes. Daniel was interviewed by two board members. Ms. Eldem was interviewed by three board members, and each board member have scored them accordingly. And now the committee is basically considered their membership. I just want to first give candidates a few minutes to explain why they are interested in becoming a board member and how they plan to make a difference in Magnolia student body, as for the Magnolia family, so that they can basically introduce their candidacy to the committee. And then committee can ask questions and then discuss the item and potentially voting at the end of the discussion. We can start with Ms. Eldem as the woman.
Thank you. I was about to jump in, actually. Thank you so much. Hello, my name is Esra. I'm currently about to start my PhD in linguistics at the University of Southern California. And I'm so much interested in this position as I have met all the committee members. And thank you so much for your time for interviewing me. I'm interested in this position mainly because I would like to be a part of this huge contribution to the underserved community members that Magnolia Public Schools have for such a long time been doing. So yes, it would be an honor for me if I can be a part of it by incorporating my background, my educational academic career, and my personal background. So yes, thank you. And if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Mr. Xian.
Thank you all. To echo what was just said, I want to thank the board members and Alfredo and Jennifer, everyone who's helped during this process, for taking the time and helping me get to know the school and the Magnolia Public Schools' needs and where I can be helpful. As I've spoken to many of you, explained I have some background in teaching, and I'm currently practicing law in Los Angeles, but I'm interested in doing what I can, both on the fundraising side and the governance side, and also with thinking creatively about how we can help Magnolia's students be better connected to opportunities around LA, and how we can help the schools be better connected to some of the incredible resources we have in our community, and the institutions and financial resources and so on. I had the opportunity like a week or two ago to go down to the science fair in Long Beach that Alfredo and Jennifer invited me to, which was a great opportunity to just meet some students and some parents, as well as some teachers at some of the schools, and get a real feel for just the passion and energy that exists amongst those students and amongst the whole community that comes together around those students, and really confirm that this is an incredible community to be a part of, where I think there's a lot of good work we can do. So I'm particularly excited, as I've mentioned to some of you, about building out connections with our community college system and with other academic resources in the area, as well as doing what we can to help raise more money, bring in grant money, and so on for the schools to help serve the students. So I think there's clearly a very committed board here, clearly a very committed staff at the schools instead of teachers and so on. And I'm very excited to do what I can to serve the schools and help broaden the horizons for the students who attend.
Thank you very much for the introductions. Does committee members have any questions or anything that you want to iterate, Sandra?
No. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for for an amazing interview. Good resumes. Thank you guys for applying. We found that you guys are perfect for Magnolia due to your expertise. So thank you guys for applying. The only concern I do have is with Ms. Isra. You did indicate that you are gonna continue, obviously, with your education. So my concern is your time. I just wanted to make sure that you would have the time to devote to Magnolia, to our meetings, and aside from the meetings, to attend some of the events, because we feel as a board that we need to see more board members out in the field, just so that they can know we're there and we're representing them, and if they need anything, that we're we're there. It's like an open door policy type of thing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for explaining your concerns about it. So basically, yes, I mean, it's going to be my first year of my PhD, and I know that it's going to be a very busy and hectic semester in the upcoming year. So, but depending, I mean, I'm definitely sure that you have observed my CV before, that I have throughout my master's and undergrad education, I have been into like different, I was wearing like multiple hats. And I have been into like several different positions, both from the community side, both and education and also work related, like all of them, I was multitasking at all times. So this is something that I'm so much used to. So yeah, thank you for your confidence in me.
Thank you. And then one more is, I feel that this is my belief that if we're having people apply to be board members, it would be best for the board members wouldn't have any type of relationships with them. So I heard, I'm not sure if I'm correct, or correct me please if I'm not, that you have some type of friendships with some board members, you know them.
You mean me, right? I know some of
yes. them. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So that question was for me. Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that my concern was making any type of biased decisions. That's why I scored you the way I did, but I still think that I would love to invite you to the whole board. I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you. Thank you again for explaining your concern. I mean, I again, as I told you before, I mean, it may be sometimes really difficult to like stay in the most objective and professional way sometimes when it comes to, you know, your own community. But as I mentioned before, I have so many different experiences that I have kept myself in the most professional way and in the, tried my best to be like as objective as I could. So I'm definitely sure that I can keep on doing the same thing here on my board, like my role in this board as well. So yes. And if you want some references, I can refer like some of my professors or like some of my colleagues that can, you know, talk to you more in more detailed ways about it.
Thank you. That helps. It was just a concern. I don't feel like it's a problem. So thank I'm you. Comfortable with your answers, and I think thank you again. And I'm excited to have you guys both come to our board. So hopefully the board approves it.
Yes, I want to tell it again. The time commitment is a real one. So we really would expect board members to be active on the field. And last year, especially, we made an effort to be present at every graduation, which was successful. I think we were able to cover all of the graduations, even with 5 board members. This year, you might join some of them as potential board members as well, even if your board membership will start with the June meeting. The second aspect is making decisions independently based on your own observations from the presented data and documentation to make sure that we are making decisions on the best interests of our students. And obviously we rely on the data and documents we receive from the central office, but you are also feel free to connect with other community members, parents, teachers, if you have any questions or concerns about a particular item. You are welcome to make a motion to table it if you don't feel comfortable approving it at that moment. So the board has made that a few times before where we felt that the item wasn't ready to make a decision and that there was a bit more work needed on clarifying some of the points. And we have this teamwork commitment from all the board members, where we really try to make sure that all the board members are very respectful of each other's time and commitment, and that we work cohesively, ensuring that we stay as an objective body, as a critical body, as a balancing power to the central office, basically, to make sure that we protect the interest of our students, but no one and nothing else. So I think that's what Sandra meant in her concerns. And I'm sure both of the candidates would be able to devote the time needed and be able to make decisions based on the students' best interests. And feel free to add in any comments you might have, candidates.
Yeah, and I also want to add that once we start going more out in the field, because I know COVID was one of the biggest things that kept us from doing that, but now that schools are opening and we're doing more in-person events, just keep in mind that if you open up, you know, just getting to know the staff members, from teachers, getting to know students, families, they will approach you and ask you for things. And just keep in mind that there's levels of who they can go to first. And I know it's hard to like want to help them in that moment, but and promise them things. So just, we have to keep that in mind, that they do have people that they have to ask for first, and then we deal with it at a higher level. But to get to that, it goes through a lot of people. So just keep also that in mind, because I know a lot of people, they see us and get excited, and they just want us to solve all their issues. And, you know, it's good to hear them out, but just, we can't promise anything to them as well.
Okay. Is there any other comments from the candidates or from the community that's connected from the public?
I would like to ask a question.
Yeah, identify yourself, please.
Hi, this is Jenny, the academic assistant. I have a question for you, Daniel. Are there any limitations that may prevent you from serving at full capacity at the board, being on the board?
No, I don't perceive so. I'm lucky that in my legal job during the day, I have a lot of flexibility with how I spend my time. So I'm frequently able to sort of move things around as needed, whether it's for attending events or for attending meetings or things on Zoom or whatever else. So I appreciate the question. I don't think that there shouldn't be any either time commitment issue or any other conflict issue that poses a problem. And I take seriously, as others have said, that this is a real time commitment, and it is something you need to prioritize over other things, and you need to kind of make space in your calendar and in your headspace for working on the issues and attending events and so on. And that's something I take quite seriously.
Okay, thank you. I have another question. What do you hope to achieve within your term limit?
This is for me, I assume?
For both, I guess.
Sure. Well, I'll go first. So I think there's a few pillars here. One pillar is, as has been emphasized, we can certainly do more with fundraising. I mean, part of that, there's various ways you can bring in money. Part of that is working on grant applications, making sure we're putting our best foot forward and telling the story of the school well enough to make sure that we're bringing in all of the financial resources that we can. I don't have a specific number in mind for that, and that's something that will require me to learn a little bit more about the details of our needs and what kind of financial opportunities are out there. But doing what we can to boost our fundraising numbers is one pretty simple thing. Another kind of pillar of things that I'm interested in, as I've spoken with others about, is making sure that we're taking full advantage of opportunities that might exist to connect students to other resources in the communities. So I think I spoke from my time teaching about setting up a robotics team at a school that I taught at that was connected with, I was teaching in Alabama, connected with the University of Alabama and with other state engineers who worked on these kinds of issues. That's an example of the kinds of programs that I think can be very impactful for students that require you to build connections with other institutions in the area, but that can make a very big difference. So things like that, that involve helping set up new programs at the school that leverage resources outside in the community, are something that I'm very passionate about as well. I'd say those are the kind of like two things that I'm most focused on. There's like a lot of other kind of governance issues and decisions that come up. I know particularly issues around land use and school locations and co-locations and so on. There's a lot of things that involve decision-making, but in terms of the things I'd be most interested in focusing on as things that can be achieved in my term, it's partly that fundraising piece and then partly leveraging opportunities or connections with institutions in the area, particularly I think our universities and community college system, to make sure that we're offering all the kinds of programs or opportunities that help our students transition eventually into college and in the workforce.
Thank you. Ezra, same question?
Yeah, so like, I mean, that Mr. Sheen, you did point out really good, like important issues that can be addressed. And to add more onto it, I think we discussed with Dr. Yapana about some issues that that especially the MSAs in the Los Angeles region, they were like having some issues with the facilities and things like that keep the students and teacher like success rates a little bit like there's some difficulties that the board is facing with the LA school district, unified school district. So to address some more like priority and like important issues, things like that can help contribute more to overall like student success. So yeah, things like that. And of course, like from my side, I have backgrounds in education and also especially language education and developing maybe like programs and like just like Mr. Sheehan stated, things like collaborations with universities or colleges, you know, with high school or like middle school students and organizing programs and putting some projects like that can help a lot. So yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the public, from the committee members? Yeah, as both candidates explained, they'll be feeling some missing skill set in the board, Mr. Sheehan in terms of legal and fundraising, and Ms. Aldam in terms of education and community relations. So we really feel excited to include them into board, to extend our skill set as a board. And we look forward to a fruitful, respectful relationship where we cohesively work together to make Magnolia a better place for all of our community, including parents, students, teachers, and we may make the life of home office harder by requesting more, but I think that's probably expected and a good for the organization. Alfredo, do you have any comments, anything to add?
Yes, no, so just again, to Daniel and Ezra, I got a chance to meet both of them, and both of them definitely bring quite a bit of experience in the areas that we need a lot of support in. And having been a founding teacher of Magnolia in 2002 and having come to Magnolia, wanting to learn more and meeting our founding board members, I know back then that they had a really deep passion to do more for kids and expose them to STEM education. And I remember being a young teacher and hearing them and listening to what's possible and what we could do to really change the life trajectory of these kids. I was motivated by that. And that has been consistent throughout my tenure here at Magnolia, from a teacher, administrator, home office personnel, and now the CEO. So when I speak to both Ezra and Daniel, I get that same sense that they also have quite a bit of passion and they have that sparkle in their eye that definitely want to contribute and make Magnolia successful for our school community. So I'm just very thankful for them, you know, being interested in continuing our mission and vision and our continuous improvement. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's always about how can you improve to then better the lives of our kids and in school community. So just wanted to add that piece of information.
Thank you.
Thank you for your confidence. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? This is your chance to to make sure we have vetted these two candidates very well.
I have another question.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Thank you. For both of you, of course, how do you see yourself fitting in and working with other board members?
Sure, I can go first. Partly, I have a certain set of skills that I think are, you know, my kind of unique value out on the board. So I have a legal background, which I think will give me some insight or a certain angle on certain questions that maybe other board members won't have. So I think I can serve a certain function, just like adding from my own background and experience a certain kind of value that others don't have. At the same time, I realize that, especially as I'm starting out on the board and really, you know, for my full tenure on the board, a lot of this is learning from the incredible knowledge base that others on the board have. So other people have been on this, there's some folks, Dr. Yapanel, Dr. Covarrubias, who've been on the board for some period of time and just have a lot of understanding of how all of the schools work, the needs of the schools and the students and so on. And so I would really look at them as a resource I can use to learn more as I'm ramping up. And learn about, you know, get their advice on how to better connect with students and teachers and how to make myself of value. But I think there is a certain kind of niche here, particularly given my legal background, where I can add something that maybe could be of use to the board. So it's about adding skills where I have them and then learning from other board members to the extent needed, including from Esra, who has also a unique, different kind of background and will have a lot to add, and I'll have a lot to learn from as well.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for your question again. Like to add on to what Mr. Sheen again said. Sorry, I'm sick a little bit. So I have, as I mentioned before, I have backgrounds in education and language and in how language is processed in the human mind and especially with underrepresented, underserved communities, different types of communities like Latinos, like Turkish or other heritage communities, especially in the United States. So I think as a board member, I think I can have like a good relationship with by incorporating my background, my educational and my personal background. I did work in some other school districts, working with different student types and levels and groups, and with college students, high school students, middle school and elementary school students before in multiple countries, both in the US, in Turkey, and I have resided some time in Indonesia before. I think I can incorporate all of these. And I to add more into this, I think I can also contribute by like having some of my skills as a good team member. I did have some roles as a vice president at a linguistic student association at Cal State Long Beach before. For like 3 years I was there, and I was on board at the CATISO OC chapter board meetings, and I was there as the secretary role. So I think I can, I have had like some sort of like really good relationship with other board members, and I think I can do the same exact thing hopefully in here as well. Yeah. Thank you. And I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns, either from candidates or from the committee members or from the public? Okay, I just want to clarify a few things, what you are signing up for. Subject to our MPS bylaws, I do want to state that each director, each board member, except for the pupil member, shall hold office for 5 years and until a successor director has been designated and qualified. The nominating committee shall make its report 7 days before the date of the designation or at such other time as the board of directors may set. So basically, the candidates will go to the full board for approval at our June 9th regular meeting. If there are no more questions, candidates can choose to stay. This is a public meeting, or choose to leave if they want to. And we'll further deliberate and make a motion to refer them to the full board to appoint. With this, I think we have covered a lot of ground. I don't know if Sandra, if you have anything else to discuss or to say.
No, I said everything I needed to say. And again, thank you guys for wanting to serve us, to help us.
Okay. Yeah, same for me. I would like to thank actually all the three board members who had made time to interview these candidates to make sure that there's a fit in terms of mission, vision, and skill set. Specifically, Sandra, yourself, and Ms. McCann is another board member who did the interviews. This was really helpful. With this, I actually want to make a motion. First, I'd like to motion for the MPS Nominating Governance Committee to recommend. We start with the woman's first, Ms. Eldan, for Board of Directors membership for a 5-year term, beginning on June 10, 2022 and ending on June 9, 2027. With this, obviously board members are, if it happens that they could no longer serve the community and the schools, resignation is always open for you to consider if at any point you feel that you are unable to serve the needs of the organization. Just to make sure that's understood. So that's the motion I have, the first motion.
Dr. Yasna, instead of making two motions separately, do you just want to make it one?
One motion, okay. Then my motion, I am amending my motion to include Mr. Daniel Sheehan as well to recommend both candidates for our full board of directors for a membership for a 5-year term, beginning on June 10, 2022 and ending on June
9,
2027.
And I'll second that.
All righty. For minutes purposes, I'm just going to reiterate the motion so it could be recorded correctly.
Okay.
So as Dr. Yapanil said, the motion would be for the MPS Nominating and Governance Committee to recommend Ms. Esra Eldem and Mr. Daniel Sheehan for the Board of Directors membership for a 5-year term beginning on June 10th, 2022 and ending on June 9th, 2022. With that, Dr. Yapanil made the motion and Ms. Covarrubia seconded. So I'll take roll call vote. Dr. Yapanil?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubia?
Yes.
Yes, thank you to the committee members. The motion carries. I'll turn it over to you, Dr. Yapanil.
Yeah. Congratulations to both candidates. Now the full board will consider and basically will appoint you if they feel comfortable with all the information they will provide out of this committee meeting. Thank you for your contributions in advance.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I also would like to congratulate Mr. Sheehan for, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, and likewise to
Ms. Eldem,
I look forward to working with.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. For committee assignments, we will decide on committees later on. Alfredo, do you know how the process works? We appoint them first and then include them into committees in July meeting.
I see Jen nodding her head, and since I've been in a wonderful school leadership meeting for 10 hours, Jen, is that the right process?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. That's what I thought. Thank you, Dr. Yapanil. Thank you, Jen.
Okay. If there are no other comments from any of the committee members or the public, I'd like to adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. And I look forward to the June meeting and seeing you on board.
Thank you. So the meeting will be adjourned at 6:08 p.m. Thank you, everyone, for joining.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Take care.